It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Control. The ability to command and direct events. It's the elusive ambition of politicians.
Of course, politicians seek office promising they can get things done, or in rarer cases, stop things from getting done. And they also want to control their own fates.
As we all do. But of course, in life, it is never that simple. Public life, it is complicated and messy.
Take Governor Rick Snyder. In just less than a week, he will deliver his State of the State address. He will wax on about the accomplishments of the last 3 years, as he also proposes an agenda for this year and lays the groundwork for his reelection bid.
Oh, is he going to do that? I hadn't heard that yet.
You are joking, of course. We all know the governor will seek re-election, is already seeking re-election, even though he has not formally announced it. In fact, the governor's re-election campaign has bought time, just like 4 years ago, on... Super Bowl Sunday, a fact the governor will neither confirm nor deny.
Well, I'm sure the Super Bowl is an exciting event to watch. Otherwise, I'd just say stay tuned.
We also know the governor will run again because he said the Detroit Lions will be in the Super Bowl before he leaves office.
One more thing he can't control. Anyway, going into the 2014 election, Snyder and other Republicans would like to be focused on good news like revenue surpluses and balanced budgets.
But something's always getting in the way. This week, the continuing drama surrounding former Treasurer Andy Dillon's personal and professional life went public again as it was revealed he's remained on the state's payroll at the same salary since he resigned last November.
Dillon resigned because of an acrimonious divorce. It kept blowing up in public. He felt that stepping out of the spotlight might be better for him and his family.
It reduced the threat of public embarrassment, but it also seems like maybe it was just a change of title, at least for a while longer. The newsletter MERS found Dillon's name and salary on a list of appointed state workers. His job title, Senior Advisor to the Treasurer.
Now, one could argue that there are reasons to keep Dillon around. He's the architect of the state's emergency manager law, the Detroit bankruptcy. And the Snyder administration wasn't really looking for a change at Treasury, just to move Andy Dillon out of the spotlight.
But because of the way this was handled, Dillon is back in the spotlight and the Snyder administration is embarrassed. If the Snyder administration had said up front that this was the plan, not vague allusions, but a real explanation, this would have been old news instead of a sensational revelation. And compounding the governor's problem here, this fits neatly into an already established narrative that Snyder looks out for executive friends, fat cats.
Right. His friend Rich Baird was paid to be an advisor out of the governor's not-for-profit nerd fund. That was before he got moved into the public payroll. And there were giant raises for the Treasury's investment fund managers, $250,000 salaries for the governor's budget director and economic development chief.
Right. So this Dillon episode, fairly or unfairly, plays into that narrative. And after a point, it just becomes impossible to shake. And don't forget, this year, Democrats want to make income inequality an issue, throw down a little class warfare.
Michigan Democratic Party Chair Lon Johnson wasted no time dropping the crony bomb on Snyder and Dillon, called it crony capitalism.
You know, crony is not a word that makes its way easily into everyday conversation, but political operators seem to find a way. Like this. When he's in Detroit, he orders a crony dog. This has got to be immensely frustrating for Snyder, who is obsessed with long-term planning, being strategic. But he's finding, like countless others have, that breaking events can get in the way. It can be like trying to keep your eyes on the horizon as you trip over your shoelaces. And if you touch a small world,
then I should be tripping over you, tripping over you. My crony, Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
My crony, Zoe Clark, is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.